All right, guys, thank you for tuning in. Sporting Debates Podcast. I got my man Steve right here to the left of me.
Yes, sir. My man, let's get into it. I'm pumped.
Guys, we apologize for the delay in getting you, these podcasts out on time. There was some technical difficulties we had last week, but we're back. We're going hard.
Back and better than ever.
We have some great stories to go over today. But let's pay these bills real quick, all right? Jeff De La Rosa, keeping it real always. He's our writer. He's your writer. He's a poetry writer. He's everyone's writer. Go check out the book, Amazon.com. Get the hardcover. He's a great writer in general, overall. Mm-hmm. So it's worth it.
Also, check out Loreen M. Alate, How the Bank Waged War on Us. Hey, guys, this is a great book. If you've gone through some financial struggles or if you're having foreclosure issues, this is the book for you. You can get a lot of inside scoop on it. So definitely go check it out.
Guys, if you go check out www.mintapparelnyc.com, they've launched some new clothing lines, people. What they had before was great, and now they've even topped that. It's even better stuff. I already got my order placed in. I know Steve got his placed in. Oof. What are you guys waiting for? Go check it out. They launched some new stuff. I personally, if I had to recommend one, go get the Running Fox tee. Oof. Go get that Running Fox tee. It is sick. Twisted.
I like that United We Pray, man.
Oh, United We Pray. I love that. Pray tee. Well, guys, just go on the webpage, go check it out, and you better order something. I'm telling you right now, you will not regret it, especially if you're a city boy.
Yup.
Steve, my man, bills are paid.
Let's do it, man.
NBA Finals, your Miami Heat, every time we think they're dead, nah. They say, you know what, guys? We want to win another one. Let me hear you be happy. Let me hear you praise your boys about how they, they come through when you need them to. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to go on the opposite end, man. I'm going to go on the opposite end because it's like, why can I not get this every game? It's like, hey, we're down 2-1, man. Let's throw all the stops. Dwayne Wade, let's all of a sudden, shoot lights out. Where is this consistently? They're so much better, and yet they're not performing. And, it's frustrating as a fan to see this because, really, the way they dominate when they win, you're like, what about the other two games?
They don't have to lose a game. Yeah, they don't have to lose a game.
You know what I'm saying? So it's more frustrating on that end. The Spurs are a great team. I do not want to take anything away from the Spurs. A lot of those guys are Hall of Famers, but when you come out these two games and you destroy them in some cases, mm-hmm. And you wonder and you sit back and you're like, why didn't I not get that game one? Why didn't I get that game three? And that's concerning for me.
You're right. You know what I mean? You're 100% right. Here's my issue with this whole thing, okay? And this goes back to our previous podcast when we were talking about why LeBron's not Jordan and this and that, and yeah. LeBron doesn't have his Pippen. Well, guess what? That Thursday night, Dwayne Wade was Scottie Pippen finally.
Yeah.
Where was that? Where has that been? Everybody's killing LeBron James that he's not showing up. He's not being aggressive. He's not this. He's not that. Listen, LeBron James can't do it all by himself, people.
No.
It's not realistic to expect from him. Okay? LeBron James has been, always will be, a pass-first player.
Yes.
He doesn't want to have to take a game over and score. That's not... If you look at the numbers from Thursday night, okay? LeBron James went 15 for 25. Mm-hmm. Dwayne Wade went 14 for 25. Chris Bosh went 8 for 14, okay? The numbers ended up being LeBron had 33, Wade had 32, Bosh had 20. That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
That was when they built the big three. That's exactly what they built it for,
yeah.
Okay? But the biggest issue right now is there's no consistency past LeBron James. Has LeBron James shot great in this series? Of course he hasn't shot great. I'm not going to sit here and say that he has. But you know what he has done? He's distributed the ball the way he's supposed to.
Let me add on top of that, man. Why hasn't he shot great? Because the other two are not performing.
Yep.
It's easy to double guard a guy and contest shots in his face all day. Of course he's going to have, you know what I'm saying? He's going to struggle in that situation. That's why this is concerning, man. Because... everybody believes, I think, that this series is going to go to 7.
Agreed.
And people are worried, which Miami team are you going to see? You know what I'm saying?
And I've come to the conclusion where I'm not going to say Miami's going to lose anymore until it actually happens and say that they're going to get eliminated, because this is what they do, okay? This next game tonight that they're going to play, I'm so confident they're probably going to lose this game.
Yeah.
Because this is the way they work. And then their backs are going to be against the wall. And then they're going to win game six.
Yep.
Okay? And then what's going to happen? Their backs are going to be against the wall in game seven. They're going to say, we have to win. And I think Miami's going to end up winning. Do I hope they win? You know deep down inside. Of course I hope they lose. I want them to lose.
Such a hater.
But I am. I'll be the first to admit it. I am such a hater. But look, these guys, when it counts, they wins. I wish my Knicks were like this. I understand you're frustrated, but that's because you're spoiled. You're a spoiled little brat, Steve. You're a spoiled little brat. Okay, you just want to win every single time. You're not used to losing. You're spoiled, all right? At least you're winning games. At least you're in the NBA Finals.
You're right. You're absolutely right. But when they constructed this team, what were we promised?
Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five.
This is year three, my friend. Year three, and we only got one. All right? So that's, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, these guys need to step up and just finish it. Just step on their neck and be done with it.
And you know, an interesting fact here is, did you notice who didn't play in that last game? Did you notice who did not play for the Miami Heat?
Chris Anderson.
Birdman. There was no Birdman in that game. And they blew the doors off of San Antonio.
Yep.
Blew the doors off of them, okay? San Antonio, Tony Parker played great that first half. He disappeared in the second half completely. I don't know what happened there. I think I have to give credit to Miami's defense. But on the other side, okay, we need to talk about what San Antonio needs to do. Manu Ginobili, if he continues to play like this, you have to sit him. You have to sit him, okay? Because he's not helping your team. Gary Neal, 31 minutes, great, okay? But you just can't do this anymore. I know you have that dedication to him because of everything he's done. But Greg Popovich, I would never question you as a coach. But at what point do you say, all right, Manu, you're hurting the team? I don't want to give up just yet. I think you still have to give him a chance. But if somehow, if he's not performing come third quarter, in that fourth quarter, I don't want to see Manu Ginobili on the floor.
This is a tough one because Manu's usually clutch, you know, in past. But, you know, it's been very bad performance from him. You know, I don't know if he's... the moment's too big for him sometimes, or, you know, maybe he is getting old in age and he's losing a step. There could be a lot of factors that we just don't know. But I completely agree with you. You can't write him out. I mean, I understand there's some loyalty, and a lot of people understand that Popovich, usually, once he commits to you, he's in all the way.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He's not going to pull you. But you're playing for the last, what I think is their last chance to get their final, another final.
Agreed.
And... you know, he's hurting you at this point, and you have to consider pulling him out. And I agree. By the third quarter, if he's not doing well, I mean, at that point, you have to go to another
option. I don't want to see him. I would like to see, in the fourth quarter, if he struggles, a lineup of, okay, you're going to have Parker, you have Gary Neal, Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard, and Tim Duncan. That's the lineup I want to see. It's small, but it can compete with Miami's small lineup.
Right.
Okay? That's what I want to see. But again, Miami, props to them. They win when they have to win. Do I think they're going to win tonight? No, I don't think they're going to win tonight. But do I think they're going to win the series? Yes, I'm done saying they're going to lose series. I'm not falling into that LeBron James, Dwayne Wade trap. Dwayne Wade, more consistency. Also, for you Miami fans, I don't know if you saw this, your boy Chris Bosh is selling his home in Miami. And a little inside information, okay? If you saw his house posting, here's just some of the things his house posting had said for all you Miami fans, okay? He said, a bathroom big enough to fit for a king. He says, a kitchen too small to fit three big egos. Three big egos. Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Chris Bosh. A bathroom big enough to fit for a king. LeBron James. And then he also at one point said, a house good enough but really only meant to stay for 3 years and only 3 years. Is that a sign, people? Now, after this went through the media and everybody was reporting about this, he came out and said he wants to stay with Miami and everything. But I'm sorry. If you're saying stuff like that, There's something behind it.
Yeah, there's small little innuendos, and I've always said this. I think, you know, he is going to move on. He's not staying in Miami, because what does every fan say or will say when it's all said and done about, let's just say he wins this year, about these two championships? What are they going to say? They're going to say, well, You had Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, of course.
You had Chris Bosh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't do it by yourself.
Yep.
Now, if he wants to supplant his legacy, and generally, for the most part, people with Michael Jordan, they say, yeah, he had Scottie Pippen, but really...
It's Jordan.
It's Jordan.
Yep.
And I think he wants to finally be, it was only me who did it. You know what I mean? And that's why I think he's saying these sort of things, you know?
And Chris Bosh has sacrificed the most out of anybody.
Yes.
Anybody. In this entire league, he sacrificed the most because he used to be a 20, 25, and 10 type of guy.
Yep.
Now he's, what, 14 and 8?
Yep.
Sometimes 14 and 10. 20 and 10 this last game, finally. But there's no consistency. I think he knows he can be a superstar. He wants that one last shot of being a superstar. So you Miami fans, enjoy it while you can, because I think either at the end of this year or definitely next year, because of the luxury tax, this big three will no longer be a big three, which is what David Stern wanted when they had the strike and all that lockout and all that other stuff last year. This is why. It's because he doesn't want any more big threes.
Yep.
So enjoy it for this year and next year. Miami, you better win these championships, because if not, it's over.
That's it. That is it.
Guys, before we pay the bills, Steve, I heard you have some good updates on this NHL Stanley Cup. I want you to tell us what's going on, because, man, that Stanley Cup Finals has been bananas.
It has been nasty. I mean, you hockey fans out there, if you love hockey, the Bruins and the Chicago Blackhawks, it is a great series. These guys are hitting, smashing each other in the face. I mean, it is high-flying hockey. Both of these games have gone into overtime, my man. Both of these games have been nail-biters. My Chicago people, you know, I know you guys listen to the show out there, and man, that was a disappointing loss, you know, last night. The fact that, you know, that this kid Daniel Pale, was able to come in and get the game-winning goal, it was a heartbreaker. And, you know, just to throw some stats out there, and Chicago's really dominating. That's the thing. People don't understand that Chicago is really playing well. They had more shots again last night. They had 34 shots. Both these teams are hitting each other, but Boston's the more of the aggressive hitting type team.
Yeah.
They got 54 hits on their players, man. And a lot of them were great hits, but this is the key. This is where I feel the Blackhawks lost last night. 0-for-3 for their power play. You cannot do that in the Stanley Cup Finals. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You have to at least get one out of the three. They had three chances. They couldn't do it. They had a lot of takeaways. They were able to take the puck a lot, 17 times. They weren't able to get it done. This is now going back to Boston. I still feel the Blackhawks are going to win, but this is definitely going 7.
This
ain't the last overtime game that we see, my folks. Be prepared.
You guys know me. I haven't been a believer in Chicago, and I'm not going to be one now. I can't remember. I'm rooting for any kind of a Boston team, but I do have Boston winning this.
Wow.
And it makes me sick to my stomach because, well, I don't like Boston. They knocked my Rangers out, but I still think they're going
to
win it.
Unbelievable. No, you Chicago fans out there that listen to our show, I'm still on the bandwagon. So don't you worry. Don't you worry. You guys are going to take it. You're going to take it in 7. Don't you worry.
All right, guys. Let's go ahead. Let's pay these bills. Jeff De La Rosa, keeping it real always. A book of poetry that's offensive. It's intricate. It's, some of the stuff actually is good reads. Some of the stuff is actually frustrating reads.
Yep.
But it's all worth reading.
Yes.
So go check it out. Amazon.com. Hardcover. I don't want you I don't want to see none of you guys get a soft cover. Get that hardcover, people.
Also, go ahead and check out Loreen M. Alate, My Family Story. It's a great book. It's how the bank waged war against us. It talks about financial crisis, talks about foreclosure. So if you're going through that and you want to see her experiences going through that process, go and read the book. Again, get the hardcover, like my man said. You can also find that book on Amazon.com as well.
Guys, www.mintapparelnyc.com. They've launched some new clothing lines. Go check out the Running Fox Tee. Go check out the Prey Tee, Lust Tee, Rise Tee, Torch Pin, Logo Pin. Guys, it is all clothing. It's all apparel. It's all city stuff.
It is.
Go check it out. www.mintapparelnyc.com. The prices are fair. The clothing is great. The website is beautiful. Go check it out, people. All right, Steve.
Yes.
Steve, my man.
Yes.
What? NBA rumors, man. This NBA rumor mill is going nuts.
Crazy.
The NBA Finals isn't even over yet. They're basically trying to take over the NBA Finals right now, all these NBA rumors. That's the society that we live in with Twitter and with all this other stuff, where once your team's eliminated, you're already saying, well, what's my team going to do next?
Yep.
The latest rumor that I'm hearing is a Doc Rivers and Kevin Garnett possibly going to the Clippers?
To the Clippers?
Love really? But I'm going to give you guys my input on this. Okay, Steve, basically, there's been different rumors out there. Okay, you tell me how you feel about them.
Yes.
Okay, the different rumors have been, one rumor was that Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Doc Rivers would all go to the Clippers for DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin and draft picks. Okay, that was one offer.
Yeah, that's one.
The other one is DeAndre Jordan and draft picks, and the Celtics still want Bledsoe, but you know that's the linchpin right now in these whole talks.
Right.
Going to Boston for Doc Rivers, okay, Kevin Garnett.
Mm-hmm.
In turn, the Clippers would then send Blake Griffin and Eric Bledsoe to the Lakers to get back Dwight Howard. Okay, I'm going to tell you guys what's really probably not going to happen at all. But before I get into that, you tell me how you feel about any of these deals, Steve.
I like some of them. The one, my favorite one is I get the Celtics are kind of waving that white flag and they're like, hey, let's hit the reset button.
Mm-hmm. So,
and I agree they need to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have a lot of value still left with the Doc Rivers, mm-hmm. who can coach. Everybody knows this. And you have a Kevin Garnett that, despite getting older, he still wants to play.
Yeah.
You know, he wants to make another run. He's made that very clear. So the fact that if this could happen and they could go to the Clippers, I like that. The key here is you have still no idea what Chris Paul is going to do. You see what I'm saying? So you're pretty much gambling to be in the same spot that you were before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, you've upgraded in the coach, you know, but you're assuming that, you know, he's going to stay there. So that's my feeling on it. Now, as far as Blake Griffin for a Dwight Howard, that ain't ever happening.
No.
I mean, it's not even a fair deal. Everybody knows this, and the Lakers won't do that.
And I mean, it's not that it's not really a fair deal. What the Lakers are going to do, though, is they're not going to let the Clippers take the front cover of all the newspapers out there.
No.
It's not going to happen, okay? The Lakers would rather let him walk, Dwight Howard, than going forward and taking a Blake Griffin and all these guys. Because if the Lakers let Dwight Howard walk, what people don't realize is they will be off the books for the following season when LeBron James could be a free agent.
Yep.
Carmelo Anthony could be a free agent. Dwayne Wade could be a free agent. Chris Bosh. All these guys can be free agents. They would have over $50 million in cap space.
That's a lot of money.
Paul Gasol comes off the books also. So they would have enough money to sign two superstars at that point. So they don't have to do this move because it's L.A. Everybody wants to play in L.A. So they'll say, fine, go ahead, Dwight, you leave. We'll pick up somebody else in a year.
Yep.
Kobe won't be the happiest person in the world, but he'll live with it.
Yep.
He won't have a choice because they still would be a good team. You would still have Kobe, Nash, Paul Gasol, Ron Artest, all these guys coming into, Metta World Peace,
yeah,
before I get fined for that. Metta World Peace, okay? They would have all these guys going into next year. So they would still be a good quality team. But on the other side, okay, if I'm the Celtics,
You have to blow it up already.
It's over. Now, do you want to give up Doc Rivers? Of course not. To me, and this is crazy that I'm saying this, the best player in this entire trade is not a player.
I know.
It's the coach.
It's
Doc Rivers.
So sad.
That's the most important thing here. Now, if this trade does go down, Chris Paul is staying with the Clippers. All right, Steve?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we don't have to worry about that. He's staying there. Okay, but if I'm the Celtics, what I'm saying is, look, the only way we do this trade is I'm sending you Pierce, I'm sending you Garnett, I'm sending you Doc. I want back Blake and Eric Bledsoe. Don't even give me draft picks. I want Blake and Eric Bledsoe. You got a deal. Because then, look at this team. Or not even, maybe not Bledsoe, then give me Jordan. One of the two.
Right.
Because then look at the team Boston would have. Rondo.
Yep.
Blake Griffin.
Yep.
DeAndre Jordan. Mm-hmm. Avery Bradley. Jeff Green. They're still a contending team at that point.
Yes,
they are a sick contending team. And then on the other side, why it works for the Clippers is you have Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, Chris Paul. You have Doc Rivers coaching these guys. That's a championship contender. Everybody wins in that deal. Every single person wins there. The only thing is the Clippers become older. But
yes,
you know what? The Clippers are in win-now mode. This is the only way to win now, is you do that move. So if it's Blake Griffin that's holding this deal up, Clippers, get it done. On both sides. Celtics, Clippers, get it done. Do I think this trade's going to happen? I think it's about a 30% chance of this trade happening, to be honest with you.
I don't think it happens.
Because it's so complicated.
Yeah.
It's such big names. It's a coach being involved. There's so much that has to go right in it. But this trade works so good for everyone because the Celtics get immediately young. which is what they want. Right away, they get young, and they're still contending. And then the Clippers, they become a championship contender right off the bat.
Yeah.
Man, would this trade shake the NBA in total.
Yeah, it would.
Another story that's happening out there is Andre Iguodala, the forward for the Denver Nuggets, he's opting out. Okay, so he's going to be a free agent. Now, here's a guy, when he was with the Sixers let Allen Iverson go because he was supposed to be the face of the franchise, Iguodala. Yep. He was going to be the next Iverson. He was going to be the next big superstar. And he's never really gone to that level.
Mm-mm.
He's been stuck at being a very good, solid player, but he's never become that superstar mode. You know, what's your feeling on this, Steve? Like, is this guy ever going to live up to the hype, or is he just going to be just a good second-tier guy, a good Robin instead of being the Batman?
You know, with what I find in trends with NBA players, guys like this, is there are times where somebody gets hot and they become this great name.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy that I just don't feel it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, we've been waiting for this hype, and it's always been like, oh, this is the year he's going to break out.
Yeah.
He's going to be amazing, you know, whatnot. I just don't see it happening. I mean, I really don't. You know, he's been in the league since, you know, 2004. You know, if you haven't done anything yet and you haven't become that great player, at this point, you're a great role player. You know what I mean? Career-wise, he's averaging, I believe, 15.1 points per game.
That's not a superstar.
It's not. No, I'm sorry. I mean, you're a solid guy. Don't get me wrong. You will be value to a team,
mm-hmm.
you know, who is looking to make a championship run.
Yep.
But you're not the difference maker.
Yep.
You're just not that guy.
And you know, what I look at in Iguodala, Iguodala's not even a Pippen. Iguodala is a piece to a championship contending
yes.
team, but he is not the piece. He is not the secondary piece.
No,
he is
third
a
option.
Piece. Yes, he is a piece to a championship contender. You know, I can't lie to you guys. I am a little bit shocked that he opted out of this deal, because he was going to make about $16.2 million coming into next season if he would have opted into his deal.
Right.
By opting out, what he's done is, yeah, he's going to be able to sign a new 5-year contract, probably with the Nuggets. I'm pretty sure he's going to end up staying there. But, you know, that $16.2 million, that's a big number to leave on the table. I think now he's probably going to get about a 5-year deal, roughly around the 30, 40 million range, which is not great money, believe it or not, people. It's really not that great money. But Iguodala has never been that superstar. He's never lived up to the hype. He is a good, solid player at best. But that is it.
That's it. That's all he'll ever be.
We had some people on our Facebook, you know, they were asking us, well, why don't the Knicks get an Iguodala? First of all, where does he fit?
Yeah, no, that's a bad...
Where does he fit?
No.
We need a point guard, we need a big man. He doesn't fit any of those two. Secondly, where's the cap space?
Yeah.
People need to realize, we don't have cap space for
this,
people. We are pitch broke, all right? There's nothing we can do. We're going to get mid-level players unless we can get a miracle sign-and-trade deal. But that's it. It's not going to happen.
No.
All right? Steve... Another thing is, I want you to make your pitch. If you were the Miami Heat, okay, and Chris Bosh, you heard about him selling his home. I'm going to give you the floor for 2 minutes. I want you to make your pitch to Chris Bosh why he should stay with Miami next year.
I would say this, is you've always stated that you want to win championships, multiple championships. You want to be that piece. You want to be that guy. This is a great opportunity, because I believe you're never going to get this chance again. You know, you had the opportunity in Toronto to be that guy, you know, where you could carry the team. Yes, were you a solid team? You were, because of you. You were. But you never made it to the playoffs, I don't believe, you know, I believe 1 year, right? They made it?
Made it.
And it was a one and done. So you had the opportunity before. Obviously, it's been proven you can't do it on your own. You have two Hall of Famers right now that can get you the rings while you're there. Stay. Get your rings. You know, once you move on, and improve on your numbers while you're there. Because people are not going to value the same when you leave this situation. Because they're seeing a number where you're averaging, you know, 15 area.
Yeah.
You know, you're not the great 20, 25, you know, point guy. So people are going to undervalue you now. That's why I say you stay. You stay, you have an amazing year, you work on what you need to work on, you know, and once you come out of this, you'll be a better player. You'll have potentially maybe 3 championships, depending on how this series goes.
Yep.
And next year, you know, if you stay. So you could have a potential 3 rings under your belt. You can leave Miami Heat. And if you improve on your numbers, you can go somewhere where you can make a difference and get paid. That's why I believe it is best for you to stay. If you leave, people are going to be like, You know, all right, you're a 15-point guy. Yeah, I could pay. You know, he's still probably going to get paid. Don't get me wrong.
He's going to get paid, yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But he's not going to get paid, whereas if he were to stay that year, get that third championship, mm-hmm. and improve on his numbers, then people are building the team around him.
Do you think deep down inside that he stays in? He'll probably stay for next year, but the following year. Or you think he's gone?
I think, you know, with all of them, after next year, I think it's done. I think all of them realized that this was a great run, and it was great that, you know, all three superstars played. But at the end of the day, when you're a superstar, you want to build on your own brand, your own name. And that's why he sent that tweet.
I just don't understand why the Heat and why Pat Riley, after this year, aren't going to at least consider moving some of these guys. You have to at least listen to offers. You have to, because all their contracts are coming up to expire soon.
Yep.
Get something back now while you can. We'll see if it happens.
Yeah.
That's the NBA.
Last thing, you know, Miami fans, enjoy it, because it's going to be, after when these guys leave, it's going to be real bad. We're going to be seeing a lot of lottery picks. So just be prepared. That's all I can say.
All right. Guys, it's time.
Oh, yes.
I think I have to do the rant, don't I?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It is time. It's that time. Why? Because we pick somebody here between us to go in hard on a topic that we feel extreme about.
That's right.
We call it our weekly rant. Today, my main man, Jesus, wants to rant something that's been really bugging him. Really irritating.
Yep.
So, my man, the floor is yours.
The Brooklyn Nets have announced who their new head coach is. A guy by the name of Jason Kidd is the new head coach of the Brooklyn Nets. Jason Kidd, didn't he just play for the Knicks? Wasn't he a guy who couldn't hit anything in the playoffs? Did he even score a point in the playoffs? A guy who couldn't make a layup in the playoffs? A guy who is supposed to be a leader on the floor, but couldn't lead the ball inside the basket? But he now has been chosen to lead the Brooklyn Nets, which to me says it's a publicity stunt written all over it. That's all it is, okay? It's a publicity stunt. They want those New York fans to start watching them instead of watching the Knicks. Brooklyn, it ain't going to happen. You will always be the Knicks' little brother. No, matter of fact, you'll always be the Knicks' little sister.
Okay,
that's what you'll always be. You are the Mets to the Yankees, okay? That's exactly what you are. Listen.
Oh, man.
Jason Kidd. Okay, he's the head coach of this team now. So, what's going to happen when one of his players, and I hope this never happens. Okay, I want to make this very clear. I hope this never happens. But if one of his players ever get a domestic violence charge where one of them hit their wife, what is he going to tell his team? What is he going to tell that player? Oh, you shouldn't do that. How dare you do that? I'm going to have to suspend you. Dude, you did the same thing years back. You hit your wife.
Yep.
So, how can you coach? And what about if one of his guys gets a DUI? Yeah. What is he going to tell them? I'm going to have to suspend you. No, you can't. You can't do that because you've done the same thing. What stripes has Jason Kidd earned to go from a player immediately to a head coach? Don't tell me he's one of the smartest players. Oh, he's going to become a great head coach. Because you know what? You know the smartest player in NBA history, they say, you know, quote unquote, was Bill Russell. Go see how Bill Russell's coaching career went when he tried to coach the Sonics way back in the day. It didn't go too well. Magic Johnson, he coached, it didn't even last, I don't even think it lasted 2 months,
yep.
His coaching gig. Okay, he was another smart guy. It doesn't always work. Michael Jordan is a smart guy. He couldn't even become a coach because he can't even be a GM or an owner of a team. Go check the Wizards, go check the Bobcats if you don't believe me on that. All right, Jason Kidd, I think he can potentially be a good head coach, but he didn't earn his stripes here, okay? This was a publicity stunt written all over. Now I'm hearing Jason Kidd wants to get Lawrence Frank on his staff. Here's my problem with that. Lawrence Frank, this team fired you a couple years back. This exact team fired you a couple years back, and when you took them to the finals, okay, why would you go and do them a favor? You shouldn't take it, but of course, money's going to talk.
Yep.
Money's going to talk, so he's probably going to end up coming back. Another thing, Jason Kidd, what are you going to do when Deron Williams is not performing on the court? Because that's your buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? Now that buddy friendship needs to go outside the window. It's a business relationship. You're his boss now. Okay, yep. What are you going to be able to do when he's not performing, when he's not giving you that 100%, which Deron Williams is known to do? He's known to take days off, known to take nights off. I want to see this because I don't think it's going to work. I know it's not going to work. What are you going to do, Jason Kidd, when one of the players go behind your back? Go behind your back and go to the GM, Billy King, and say, look, I don't like what Jason Kidd is doing. You can't get mad at the player for doing that. Because guess what? You did the exact same thing to Byron Scott when he was the head coach of the New Jersey Nets at that time. What are you going to do? And let me tell you something. Your resume doesn't look too good right now, man. Your history, it doesn't look too good. I don't think it's going to work. And then you have the audacity to say you want to make this into a Brooklyn Net city, a Brooklyn Net town. You played for the Knicks last year. Show some respect. Show some respect, Jason Kidd. With that said, that's my rant. I'm done.
Oh, man. Well, there you have it, man. That was an amazing rant. All right, man. Let's go ahead. Let's segue into these Bills.
All right, listen. Oh, Jeff DeLaRosa, keeping it real always. Go get it. Amazon.com. Offensive. Great read. It actually rhymes too, people. This isn't that new school of poetry. It actually rhymes. It's that old school poetry. Go check it out, Amazon.com.
I'm still trying to get over that rant. I'm sorry. Also, go check out Loreen M. Alite, My Family Story. It's a great book. It's how the bank waged war against us. Again, if you're going through some financial crisis, you're going through foreclosure, go and check this out. You can get the hardcover on Amazon.com.
www.mintapparelnyc.com for your city gear. They got some new clothing stuff out. Running Fox tee. They got Pretty tee. They got Lust tee. They got Rise tee. They got Torch pin and they got the logo pin. And I meant Pray tee, not Pretty tee. Yeah. So you guys know it's a Pray tee. Go check it out. The new clothing line, the new gear. It's for the NYC side of things, the city people. Steve, tell them, if they want to promote on our webpage, tell them where to go.
If you want to promote and get your lovely business on this podcast, go and shoot us an email at sportingdebate1@gmail.com. We will give you a list and different array of different options of what you can do on our website and promote your wonderful business on this podcast. So definitely send us something.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll be back in a week. We love y'all. Drive safe, be safe, enjoy your sports week.
Peace. Adios.